You know, one of the things that really sort of filters throughout the collection is this idea of, I mean, most of us, I've used a machete before, a real one. Most of us haven't, you know, haven't handled one. And I feel like whenever it does pop up in the news, usually it's because there's some sort of rebellion somewhere, you know, and that's the one weapon, that's the one tool, right, that the people who don't have firearms have access to. So then this tool, this beautiful, ingenious tool goes from being something that we use to sustain us, you know, to clear land, to chop things, you know, chop wood, you know, for fires and all of these things. Suddenly, you know, it takes on this life that it was, you know, not intended, you know, to have. And in a way, I feel like, for example, my smile, you know, anyone's smile, like, they shouldn't be weapons, right? You know, but sometimes that's all you have. You know, that's all you have. In the same way with, you know, love and laughter. You know, I have conflicted feelings. You know, I have conflicted feelings about, you know, using them in a way that's not like, for example, let's say a shield. You know, but actually using them in a more active way. You know, in a more active way to. Again, just cut through the darkness. And I think, you know, we have to do what we have to do. The thing that I always keep in mind is that it doesn't always have to be that way. You know, my smile doesn't always have to be something that I'm wielding. Love doesn't always have to be something that I'm wielding, right? This is not endless, I hope. You know, there is some sort of relief, you know, relief coming.